sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings, my dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, for the recording date of Sunday, March the 9th, 2014. Verse 36. Talking to David, but talking to you and me. Talking to all of us as sons and daughters of the Almighty. All of us as the waters of noon. All of us at ground zero. As the firstborn, only begotten of the Almighty. As that original state of all waters of noon, tranquil, peace, no boundary, no barrier, all one, all Christ, all Messiah, all of us as one Christ, Messiah, eternal force, one. Okay? So it says here, verse 36, his seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. Now the word seed, Zerah, 2233. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H2233. Zerah. Zerah.
Let's hear that again, sisters and brothers.
Strong's H2233. Zerah. Zerah.
Is a masculine noun having to do with seed and sowing and semen. That means sperm. The whole anatomy of the human being is absolutely divine, sacred, and we must treat our anatomy, our biology, our structure, spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically, as absolutely divine. Okay? Also, moral quality, offspring, descendants, posterity, children, practitioner of righteousness, sowing time by meeting. So, the seed of life, germ of life called sperm, the seed you put into the earth is mother. The seed, which represents characteristics, attributes, righteousness, morality, actions. These are also spiritual offspring. Moral offspring, righteous offspring, sowing of time by meeting. And this has to do with the moon. And it's interesting. This has to do with the moon. This has to do with lunar cycle and lunar science. And this is absolutely setting up where we're going. And the root of this word seed is zerah, again, meaning to sow, to scatter seed, to produce yielding seed, to become pregnant, make pregnant. And so a word is seed. A word is sound vibration. A word, and the word of the Almighty, is that power, that sound vibration that created light vibration invisibly at first, but then visibly, inaudible at first, but audible. This is the teaching of the African Dogon and the teaching of the African people. The characteristics coming from seed, the characteristics and attributes of the Almighty, you and I included, coming from seed, coming from the waters of noon. And so it says the seed of David shall endure forever, to endure, long duration, antiquity, ancient time, long time, forever, always, endure forever. Endure always means no beginning and no ending. And this is descriptive of you and me in that primordial time, that primeval time. Primordial having to do with first order. Primeval having to do with the first age. Our first time or first order and first age is represented symbolically by the watchers of noon. And in that eternal time, without beginning and without end, represented by the circle. No beginning, no end. Within the circle is matter and material and mass. The whole of the universe broken down into particle, material, and mass. That's the watchers of noon. Those represent all of the fixtures in the universe in the masculine. And then the boundary of the waters of noon is nonet. That's the womb. That's the counter heaven, the womb, the mother. Within this time period of eternity, we were all one, tranquil, peaceful. So this reality, called the seed of David, is eternal, pre-exists any physical David or Dawu. So we're talking about our time period, once again, before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers. Says further, his throne as the sun before me. Now the word throne, kichi or kisa. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H3678. Kisei.
Is the seat.
Second entry. Kisei.
Is the seat of honor, the throne, the seat, the stool, royal dignity, authority, and power. All of us represent that seat and authority. All of us represent that power. Israel is the power of God prevails. We are the seat. The universe is the seat of the Almighty. And further in Egypt, that seat was called Ma'at, truth, justice, and righteousness. Here the seat is masculine, kisei, but we're talking about the royal divine authority and power to rule. That is every human being. Every human being has that power and authority to rule, but we don't know it because we've given our power over to the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. This throne of David is as the sun before me. Now, this is the Almighty talking. Now, I'm trying to go into facts that I have studied. When you check Amun-Ra, Amun-Ra-It. Now, the word sun in the African Hebrew is Shemesh. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H8121. Shemesh. Shemesh.
This is a masculine, feminine noun. This is dual. This is masculine and feminine together, seen as the sun. Now, I've seen where the sun was masculine, and I've seen where the rays of the sun was feminine in the African Hebrew. So if you put those ideas together, we're looking at the unity of the sacred and divine masculine and the sacred and divine feminine. from an unused root, meaning to be brilliant. Now, the sun, the throne of David, is being compared to the sun. And the sun is ever before me, Yahweh, Jehovah, the self-existing one, Almighty Father and Mother speaking. When you go into some African teaching and understand that at a time it was thought that the sun was the center of the universe, planets, stars rotating around the sun. But as the Africans continued to study the sun, they saw that the sun traveled through seven pole stars. Recall what we said about the African Hebrew temple and the seven candlestick menorah, the seven candlestick lampstand representing the seven pole stars as the earth rotates on a wobble following the sun. Every, is it 3,000 years or so plus, there's a new pole star. I don't want to be inaccurate. I believe it's, if you take 26,000 and divide that by 7, we get 3,714 approximately. So as the sun, the Africans studied the sun, moving through its 26,000 year reverse zodiac cycle through seven pole stars, the earth moving in and rotating in its orbit or its space on a wobble. So every 3,714 years approximately, there is a new pole star. Each pole star has a name with characteristics and attributes. The Africans thought of it all. And so the sun moving through these seven pole stars, moving around a center of the universe that is pitch black. And so words like Amen and Amonet used to describe that pitch blackness, that original darkness, words like even Noon and Nonet, the waters of Noon, pitch dark, greenish dark, dark waters. But going back to Amun, the hidden one, working that hidden work of birth in the womb of Amonet, all taking place in the darkness. So as the sun is circling around that pitch darkness area, this is the sun ever before the Almighty. We can say it scientifically. As the sun goes through its 26,000 year reverse zodiac cycle, that sun, the center of the universe, is ever before the sun as the sun moves around that center of the universe. Can we see it? If you have a center point and you have some type of object moving around that center point, that object moving around that center point is always in front of that center point, always in back or inside, in back or at the side of that center point. So that object is ever before that center point. That's what we are getting here. The sun is ever before the Almighty. The sun moving around that pitch blackness, pitch darkness center point is always before the Almighty. So symbolically, the throne of David, representing truth, representing justice, representing righteousness, is as the sun operating in the sacred divine masculine and sacred divine feminine, working before the Almighty all the time, symbolically bringing in the birth of all manner of life and existing and living, feminine, masculine attributes, characteristics. We're giving birth to those, and when we give birth to life and those attributes and characteristics that are commensurate with life, then we are ever before Yahweh, Yahuwah, the existing one. Verse 37, it shall be established, this is the throne of David, it shall be established, which means to be secured, to be fixed, to be prepared, to be arranged, to be accomplished, to be arranged, to arrange order. There's that phrase again, arrange and order. So this whole construct of the throne of David is within the second phase of creation. Ptah calling forth Atum, which is the third phase of the creation from the Africans, to bring order. So this throne of David represents Atum, that Christ word that is all of us coming out of the mind of the Almighty, giving birth to all of us, working on sacred divine masculine and feminine polarity, the mind of the Almighty, giving birth to the image and likeness of the Almighty. We as the image and likeness, we as Adam, we as Israel, we as David, we as Yahushua, we as Christ in human flesh are empowered to bring order to the universe, to arrange a system, a government, a constitution that will see the whole human family as one. Waters of Noon again, established forever. Forever having to do with time. Time, infinity, is ha. Time, finite, is ha het. The Africans teaching us of time, energy, and space. So this throne of David, this throne of the beloved one, this throne of Dawu, is truth and justice and righteousness. This power to bring order to chaos and order out of turbulence. It shall be established forever as the moon. The word moon, let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H 3394, Yareach. Yareach.
Yareach in the Hebrew is seen as masculine, but you hear the ak, ah, ak at the end is the womb, is spirit in, no, is the womb, is akin to the ankh. Ak is the womb, ankh is life. So we're talking about the moon. We're talking about the cycle of the moon. We're talking about the cycle of the moon causing us to understand time divided by 30 days at a time, roughly. We're talking about lunar science. In another portion of the scripture, the moon is associated with renewal. So David's throne, an eternal throne that pre-exists any flesh. We're talking about this original reality in the waters of Noon. This throne is a throne that is able to renew, to restore, like the moon, the phases of the moon and restoration and renewal. Have you ever attempted to study the beginnings and endings of zodiac? The zodiac is determined by the new and the full moon. If you calculate approximately 6 days after the new and full moon, you get the beginning of the new zodiac, and the new and full moon is usually around the 15th and the 16th of the month. And when you add 6 days, you get approximately the 21st, approximately the 22nd. If the new and the full moon is the 14th, you get around the 20th or the 21st. So that allows us to use the moon and the new moon to calculate the new zodiac sign. And the new zodiac sign represents renewal and renewing and studying the attributes and characteristics associated with each zodiac sign allows us to understand how we are not just to get rich, but liberate the human family and cause every human being to have equal access to everything under the sun, making all of us, because we're connected now with the science of the Almighty in creation. We're connected now with the science of the sun, moon, stars, and planets in creation, connected with the power of the Almighty in creation, and connected with the power of the Almighty within ourselves, because we, like that atom, like the atom, we are the image and likeness of the Almighty. We are the shadow of the Almighty. We are the Christ, which is the shadow and image and likeness of the Almighty. So when we tap into that, we will be empowered to liberate ourselves. Liberate, they say, chakras. They say kundalunis. These words having to do with energies. Spirit energies within our spirit, mind, body, and soul, and consciousness. To liberate the human being, to be the human being that the self being, that the self-existing, self-living one has called us to be. Haya, Yahuwah, to be. Now, I want to move to Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6 and talk about the science of birth, another aspect of the science of birth. Isaiah chapter 9. We want to know our identity and know our mission in this earth realm as Christ, spirit, soul, energies in human flesh, one Christ, one body of Christ, one shadow, no turning in the shadow, no different shadow, same Christ, but in different flesh, same Christ, spirit, soul, energy from before creation in the waters of noon, in that pre-incarnate existence and reality, communing with the Almighty, receiving knowledge and wisdom, receiving instruction, receiving wisdom of how the Most High operates the universe all the way down to the atoms and the protons and the neutrons and the electrons. Verse 6, chapter 9, Isaiah. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. See, this is not just one flesh, they say 2,000 years ago, but this is every human being. This is the science of birth. Why is it that the child is born, but the Son is given. See, the Son pre-exists the child. If it's a woman, the daughter pre-exists the child. The word child is descriptive of that flesh that came through the womb. But the seed of life, germ of life called sperm, houses that eternal life force. That life force in the sperm is eternal. No beginning, no ending, eternal. Therefore, the son, the daughter, pre-exists the child, pre-exists the flesh that is the house and structure that the son and the daughter lives in. The child is born. The son is given. The child, the word child, child, offspring, youth, descendants. It says son, but we also know daughter as well. So this child, Yahushua, is born as a child, but as the son is given. The son, the word son here is grandson, child, member of a group, but sons of characteristics, characterization as sons of injustice or sons of righteous men and sons of God. So we have two dispositions. We're either giving birth to male and female as sons of injustice and unrighteousness, which is this system, or we are to give birth to children and attributes and characteristics that are the child of righteous men and women and the child of the sons of God, the righteous men and women, and the righteous spirit, soul, energy, forces in the universe. Also, people of a nation. It says lifeless things, sparks and stars and arrows. And so when you study stars, when you study sparks, there's a spark, there's a life, and the life goes out. The arrow, when shot, does its thing and then maybe takes a life. So we're thinking about how finite our life in this world is and how infinite truth, justice, and righteousness is. Let's take this next break. See you on the other side of the break.